Welcome to the My Walk, My Way podcast.
They wanted to take away my darkness.
But that will take away my light.
They wanted to take away my darkness.
But I've learned to make it mine. I learned to love it over time.
I've learned to make my shadow shine.
Hello, everyone. This is Laura Holloman, the creator of the Endotype Formula and the one of the collaborators of the My Walk, My Way book. This is my first solo podcast with you all, and thank you for joining me. You are joining me live, not live. I'm going to pretend like you are sitting right here next to me in the closet of my parents' condo in Florida, where we are vacationing when it is time for me to be recording this podcast, trying to avoid the leaf blowers and yard workers outside. So, thanks for joining me here in the closet today. We are going to be talking a little bit about the Endotype Formula to be able to give you a small foundation, because as we move forward in the interviews with our authors, we are going to be talking about the Endotype Formula. There's a few basics of this system that I want you to be able to understand so that as we're discussing with the authors, you kind of know where we're going with it. Now, some of you are going to be super fans on this podcast right from the beginning, listening from episode one. And others are going to be coming back to this podcast because you've listened to one of the authors' podcasts. Maybe you've listened to one of the authors who shares your same endotype and you're like, oh, I got to know more about this. So to those of you who are going back to this episode to be able to understand more, welcome. What I need you to understand first is there's no way in this podcast that I could explain the entire Endotype Formula to you. So that's not the goal. The goal of this is to give you a foundation of some of the terms that we're going to talk about, some of the terms that I use regularly, and a very brief description and understanding of what the Endotype Formula even is. So the Endotype Formula is a personality profiling system that I created and have been working on for the last 5 years. The way it works is different from a lot of other profiling systems because it is a combination of those. There are personality profiling systems out there that test and quiz kind of how you think. Based on Jungian cognitive theory, it's like that you're either a thinker or a feeler. You're either an introvert or an extrovert. Then there's quizzes out there that will assess your temperament. Well, you're kind of a supporter. You're kind of direct. And then there are other assessments out there that will assess kind of who you are energetically or emotionally. What you do under stress, what some of your superpowers are, but where you'll also go run away and hide. The Endotype Formula is kind of like transparencies. I'm dating myself, but when I was in school, we didn't have the fancy projectors or fancy smart screens in front of the room, right? We used these transparencies and you could write on them. The other thing you could do was layer them. You'd put one transparency down and it would shoot out on the wall in front of you. And then you put another one on top and another one on top. And it made the picture clearer and clearer and more understandable. That's what the Endotype Formula does. What makes it unique is because it's an encompassing part. It helps understand the whole person, not just part of the person. When we have an assessment that allows us to see the whole person, it gives us more information. We are not just thinking beings. We are not only feeling beings. We are not only emotional beings. All of them tie together. How they combine is the formula of you. That is your endotype formula. So the endotype formula takes how you think, which is what our quiz is based on, and it connects to the emotional and energetic cravings that you have that are unique to your endotype. Then it connects those to your body, your mind to your body, through either your nervous system or the endocrine glands of your body, which are the communication centers, the communication routes that our brain uses to be able to impart messages to our body. The endotype formula is really a system that can predict thoughts, feelings, and how that shows up in the body uniquely. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And it's a pretty amazing system. There are 16 different endotypes, each with unique gifts, drawbacks, each with cravings and expressions of awesomeness, gifts, greatnesses. I talk about the fact that we each have a predictable, protective side of us and possibilities side of us. This protective and possibilities side is comprised of 8 different, what I call guides, what other people would call archetypes or parts. The conscious part of you is the receiver of information or the ultimate decision maker, taking information from these 8 guides, 8 parts of you, and running the day-to-day operations. These guides exist subconscious or unconsciously. Some of them we are more aware of than others. But here's how I want you to think about it. Think about it like a board of directors, right? On one side of the table, you have 4 people that are there to exclusively look out for you, for your holdings, for your business, for your life. They're looking to protect what you have, to keep you on your path, to make sure that you're staying in its best course. Then over on the other side, you have the possibility makers, the dreamers, the can do, the people that are ready to go help more. They want to go do more, help more, be more. They're the ones that are out there in the community doing the good. Now, which of those 2 sides of the table, the protection side or the side that creates possibility, which one is better? Which one is right? Neither. They have different jobs. I don't want my amazing genius part of me to run ahead without a little bit of a slowdown from its protective counterpart. Hey, 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 hang on now. Let's think this through. Right? It's kind of that look before you leap. Well, the protective side is the side that's looking. The possibility side is the side that's leaping. Neither of them are bad. And yet, over time, our culture has decided that they are. One of the parts, there are 4 parts that we're probably most aware of out of these 8. We have as I describe them, you're probably going to be like, okay, yeah, maybe I can get on with that. I know maybe I have this part, or maybe you've even heard about it before. The first part is the parent piece. The parent piece is looking out for us all the time, super protective. But in our culture, that piece we've started to call the inner critic, because it says messages like this. Do you really think this is the job for you? Do you think you're equipped to be able to do what they're requiring? Right? It questions whether or not we're on our path. We impugn to that part a tone of skepticism, of criticism, because we're bringing voices from our past. Maybe it's our own parents, maybe it's an auntie, a teacher, a coach we once had that questioned us, that put limits on us. And so we're bringing that tone into the part inside our own head. That part doesn't have a tone. It's just trying to give you some messages. And it's working for you, never against you. All these parts are working for you, never against you. Sometimes, as that parent piece questions us, it simply wants us to go, heck yeah, this is the job for me. I'm gonna go do it. Watch me. And go and embrace that job with a determination that we didn't have prior to that. Sometimes it's trying to give us the information like, this really isn't your path. This isn't the person. This isn't the job. This isn't the course for you. And it wants us to recognize that. The parent piece is helping us use our discernment. But we call it the inner critic, the saboteur, imposter syndrome. We impugn bad motives to a part of us that is never going away. When you hear all these other experts out there going, oh, how to make your imposter syndrome go away, how to conquer your inner critic, hush now, y'all. That piece is never going away. You need to pull it in, give it a big hug, understand what it is doing, and embrace it. Know that none of these parts are working against you. They are you. This is my favorite part. I'm calling me a saboteur. I'm calling me a critic. I'm saying that I am blocking my own success. No, that is not the point. And the endotype formula helps us to understand that. Four other parts that you'll hear us discuss with some of the authors are our inner child, the part of us that gets kind of scared, that gets, you know, if you've ever, here's what I love about a kid. Children have this intense knowing, this intense truth telling, and this honesty and authenticity about them. Because all the junk that life throws at them hasn't been thrown at them yet. They're pure. And their wisdom that comes out of a child's mouth is amazing. And when they get scared by a bump in the night, they want to run away and hide under blankets. That part of you that holds your inner essence is your young child. It holds your essence, the essence of who you are. And it gets kind of scared easy. And it wants to run away and hide in a blanket fort. And then the parent comes along and says, oh, that's okay. You stay in your blanket fort. I got this one. We have to invite that young child into our decision-making. And we have to understand that one of the things that our inner child wants most is fun. Oh, adults. Oh, my precious, precious adults. Please have fun. Life is not supposed to be as serious as most of us make it out to be. And the inner essence part of us wants to do things that are challenging and awesome and that grow us and stretch us, but that we approach with play and fun. So now we've talked about parent, we've talked about child. The two, and those are both on our protective side. The two parts that are on our possibility side that we're going to talk about, and we'll get into a little bit deeper in some of the future podcasts, are the genius and the hero. The hero part of us is the part that will go out and fight for others. It's the part when you see someone being marginalized, when you see your child hurt, your spouse hurt, even just feelings, right? I'm not talking about physically. Physically, yeah, hero kicks in pretty good too. But when you see those people that you care about, when you see things that you care about, maybe you're all about the oceans and you go to a beach and you see it covered in plastic, it's the hero part of you that goes, no, something has to be done, right? It's intense. And it looks out for other people with that intensity. The hero part is also part of you that needs to be trained. So the hero, all these parts connect to an energetic craving. For one of my friends, it connects to worth, to feeling worthy, to feeling good enough. And through most of her life, she's felt like she's had a problem with worth, with feeling good enough. That's the training that the hero needs, right? So think about your, I'm a little bit of a sci-fi geek. I'm a little bit of a pop culture geek. But think about any of the superhero or the hero's journey movies. Think about The Matrix and Neo. He needed training to know how to use his skills. The Jedi Masters always trained the young Padawans, right? Those Padawans, they had the gift of the Force and they needed training. Think about any of those hero movies. There's always training. Batman, right? Dark beginnings. He didn't feel like he belonged. His whole family was ripped away from him. He felt unsafe. He went, he got training, and he's now the safety, the protector, the community builder of Gotham. Does he feel it himself? Nah, he's still kind of dark and twisty, right? Maybe he feels it a little bit more. He starts to rely on Alfred a little bit more. He brings in Robin to hang out with, right? Starts building his own little family. But he's still dark and twisty. The hero part of us, although it is this powerful expression of good that we can do for others, can still be kind of dark and twisty for ourselves. And then there's the genius. The genius is at what I call the level of energy inside of you, right? It's not a thinky level. It's not a doing level. It's this expression that pours out of you so easily. It's kind of like breathing. Most of the time, we don't think about breathing. If we're sick, can't breathe through our nose well like we used to, or what like we usually do. If we're snorkeling or scuba diving, you have to be very conscious of your breathing. Maybe you're an athlete and you train your breathing. But for the most part, the majority of our life, we don't think about breathing. It just happens. It's an autonomic system. This genius part of us pours out into the world, and it can be connected to any of the energetic cravings of the endotype formula. Things like love or identity, significance, power, belonging. It will pour out that energetic experience onto other people so easily, so freely, that most people won't admit this is a superpower of theirs, won't admit that this is something they do well, because it's like saying, oh, you breathe really well. Okay, thanks. I don't know what that means. Oh, you do love really well. Okay, thanks. It's just how you live. It's what you do. But when you stop and slow down and see it as the superpower it is, and start giving it that recognition, start recognizing how well you enact and you utilize this genius in your life and in the lives of others, that becomes a very special bit of information. By understanding what your parent piece is very likely to say to you, you can make peace with it. By understanding what your young child holds at your essence and is afraid of at the same time, you can start embracing who you are. By understanding what this hero piece of you that you go and you fight for justice with, and at the same time, knowing that it's a struggle for you, it normalizes it. And by knowing what this genius piece of you is, you can say yes to that expression for yourself and for others more often. So we've talked about four parts today. There are a total of eight. And each of them is connected to a different energetic or emotional craving. Those energetic or emotional cravings are significance, worth, intuition or intelligence, feeling heard, utilizing your voice, putting messages out there into the world, love, deep human heart connected love, power, feeling and knowing your own personal autonomy and your personal power, not control. That's not a true expression of power. You don't need control if you really understand power. Identity, knowing what makes you unique, your life experiences, being comfortable in those, and then being able to connect to others through that. Oh, you like fishing? I like fishing. Oh, you have sisters? I have sisters. You do podcasts in a closet? I do podcasts in a closet. That's identity. And then there's belonging. Those are the eight energetic cravings, emotional cravings, that connect to the eight parts, that connect to your eight brain functions, that make you who you are. How each of those intersects and connects is what makes you. It's what creates the formula of you. It is your endotype formula. So now, as you go forward, what I invite you to do is two things. First, I invite you to take the endotype formula quiz. You can access that on the My Walk, My Way website or at endotype.com. I invite you to, if you haven't already, purchase a copy of the My Walk, My Way book. In that book, out of the 16 endotypes, we have 10 of those endotypes represented. We have 11 different authors. And so you can find someone who thinks, whose endotype is the same or very similar to your own. Read their chapter. See if you understand how they think, why they made the choices they did. And as you continue to listen to the podcast, and I'm going to put a plug in here, please hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss an episode. You're going to hear someone who has an endotype the same or similar to yours. And you're going to hear us talk about their journey, their walk, their path that they took, but also why they took it based on their endotype formula, based on the cravings that they had, based on the cravings are on that protection side, and what we pour out into the world is on our possibility side. And you're going to see that reflected and talked about over and over again through this podcast. So know your endotype. Enjoy the episodes with endotypes that are similar to yours. And as questions arise, because you will likely have questions, drop me a line. Connect with me on Endotype Formula Facebook page and send me a message with your question. Connect with me on the My Walk, My Way page through our connection form and drop me a question. If you'd like to know more specifically about the endotype formula, you can find that either on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, or our website at endotype.com. Thank you for tuning in today. There will be more solo podcasts, hopefully not coming to you from a closet, where we will dive into some of the questions that come up and dive into some of these parts more completely, some of these guides more completely, so that you know how to understand what these guides are trying to tell you, understand what these guides are trying to guide you in, so that you can utilize them instead of thinking that they are a hindrance or blocking you from the things you want. They are guiding you to the things that you want. Let's learn how to listen to and utilize those guides. Thank you for joining us today on this episode of My Walk, My Way. To not miss an episode, please go to wherever you get your podcasts and hit that subscribe button. While you're there, it really helps us out a lot if you leave a review. To pick up a copy of the My Walk, My Way book, you can get that wherever books are sold and order that. And on our mywalkmyway.com website, you can find special gifts that help you understand your endotype just a little bit better. I can't go today before I give special thanks to the band Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets for allowing us to use this beautiful music from their song Shine. Check them out. The rest of their music is great too.